This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue operation in the cloudburst and landslide hit Ramban district will resume today. Authorities are working to reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH-44, a vital road that connects the Kashmir Valley to the rest of the country. Extreme weather conditions, including heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail and flash floods, have caused widespread damage across the region. Three people were killed in a landslide triggered by a cloudburst in Ramban district yesterday. Heavy rain coupled with hail and thunderstorms triggered multiple and mudslides at over a dozen places, particularly between Nashri and Banihal stretch along the National Highway. Recognizing the urgency, army units deployed in the region immediately moved relief operations and provided essential supplies such as food packets, drinking water and medical aid. Deputy Commissioner of Ramban, Basirul Haq Chaudhary, has said that the administration's primary focus today is to fully reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway. He assured that efforts are underway to clear most of the blocked roads within the next 48 hours. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled The Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. According to the policy paper, the country's DBT system, implemented in 2013, has redefined welfare delivery by enhancing transparency, curbing leakages, and ensuring precise fund distribution. This policy document evaluates a decade of data from 2009 to 2024 to assess DBT's impact on budgetary efficiency, subsidy rationalization, and social outcomes. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi this morning on a four-day official visit to India. He will be accompanied by Second Lady of the U.S. Usha Vance, their children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before departing for Washington, D.C. We have more from our correspondent. We're carrying on with the more news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants today in New Delhi on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day. He will also confer the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration. This year, a total of 16 awards will be given by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program, and Innovation to Civil Servants. The Prime Minister has always encouraged civil servants to dedicate themselves to the cause of citizens, be committed to public service, and strive towards excellence in their work. At least 29 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza yesterday. According to the Civil Defense and the Central Gaza, 10 people were killed and some others wounded by an Israeli airstrike. Mahmoud Basil, spokesperson for the Civil Defense, said in southern Gaza, a Palestinian woman was killed and four others wounded in an Israeli drone attack on a tent, and four others were killed in another two separate Israeli attacks on the city. The Israeli army has not commented on these incidents yet. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets in Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. Chennai Super Kings set a target of 177 runs against Mumbai Indians. Put into bat, Chennai scored 176 runs for 5 in 20 overs. Chasing the target, MI scored 177 runs for the loss of 1 wicket with 26 balls left and won the match. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR and Gujarat Titans GT will clash at Eden Garden, Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. That is the end of this news bulletin.